orthopedics.com.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
While pundits try to predict the future of the national economy, you may be worrying about your own economic condition. A vital part of your business and your personal financial strategy should be when and how to borrow money. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, you'll find the right person to guide you through the loan process and answer those questions you have on your mind right now. Put your mind at ease with Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
What a night for the Mountain Home High School basketball teams here at Goblin Arena as we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show following Mountain Home boys 59-54 victory. Sorry, I was got a little carried away there and I've misread my score there. So it is 59-54, Mountain Home getting the victory in this boys matchup over Harrison. We're going to get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing co-players of the game tonight. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 425-4868. I'm going to go with Coben Inskeep and Hagen Robb tonight.
Yeah, man, both those two had a great game. Hagen's rebound on that free throw for that Dewey putback was huge when Blaine was at the line. And then, I mean, Hagen, that's what he gives you, right?
Yeah.
And then Coben, what do you end up with, 10 points maybe, double digits, or maybe more than that?
And he actually had
12 two big free throws.
Those two big free throws,
At the end to seal the game for the Bombers. And Coben had a great night. It was just a fantastic win for the Bombers and Lady Bombers over here. Like I said, that boys game, that's like two wins. That's like two wins in conference. There's not going to be many teams that come into Goblin Arena and beat Harrison, and Mountain Home was able to do that, and that just sets us up for the rest of the year and just an exciting time. We'd love to hopefully see some of you guys come out and support these teams as they do some really good things. They're really fun to watch, and you're going to have a good time if you come watch them.
Absolutely. So Mount Home's leading scorer was actually Braden Dewey with 21 on the night. Inskeep ended up with 12 and Robb with 10 for all the adult figure scores. Kai Bickford had 9 on the night, three for Blaine Tate and then 2 each for Ryder McLean and Robert Dover. Harrison had 2 players in double figures. Leading the way was Blake Strum with 23 on the night. Ryder Scribner with 13 off the bench. Good night for the freshman. Also, 6 on the night for Kaysen Hillegoss, four each for Cole Cecil and Owen Stiles, and 2 each for Blaze Bonds and Jackson Kreiner. This game had 1 tie, but Harrison never led in this game.
Yeah, Mountain Home jumped off, 7-0 lead when we first started, and, you know, we're able to hold off. And, you know, we talked about it. That goes to experience. We've had some really tough games. That's what I love about both of our coaches, Coach Leonard and Coach Fulcher. Man, they play some tough out-of-conference games, but they play those tough out-of-conference games to prepare us for moments just like this right
absolutely.
Here.
Yes, absolutely. Rebounds, Harrison just barely out-rebounded Mountain Home tonight, 24-22. Turnovers were fairly even as well. Mountain Home ended up with 8 and Harrison with 7 on the night.
Yeah, anytime you have a game with both teams under 10 turnovers, just a well-played basketball game, just a great game to watch. I'm so glad we got to be on the call for this one, Matt.
Absolutely. So with the victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 10-8 on the season, 1-1 in the 5A West. Harrison's going to fall to 11-6 and 1-1 in conference play as well. So, again, Mountain Home wins this boys game by a final score of 59-54. Lady Bombers also beat the Lady Goblins earlier tonight, 57-43. When you can pull off the sweep over Harrison, for Mountain Home, that's always a big thing.
Big thing, absolutely. You know, it's always been a big rival, especially now that you add it into conference. It gets magnified even more, and just sweet to be on this end of it.
Yes, absolutely. So that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Our next broadcast will come your way Friday night. We'll be at home for the first time in the 5A West as both Mountain Home teams will play host to Van Buren. I tell you what, you know, if you can make it out there, we definitely encourage you to come out and watch these teams. They are a lot of fun to watch.
They are. They both play hard. They play good defense. And, I mean, they just play the game the right way. It's a testament to the coaching staff that we got going on both sides. It's just a fun time to be a Bomber.
Now, if you can't make it out, we will have the broadcast for you here on Class Kids 101.7. The Junior Varsity Boys game is going to start at about 4:45, and then we'll be on the air around 6 o'clock, maybe a few minutes before that, for the varsity contest. So if you can't make it out, be sure you tune in. Brad, that's a lot of fun tonight.
Enjoyed it, man. Yeah. It's going to be a fun ride home.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Yep, we'll see you Friday.
All right, so thanks again to Brad Coleman. Also, thank you to Audrey Young, our producer back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Goblin Arena in Harrison.
Mountain Home Bomber Basketball has been brought to you on Classic Kids 101.7 by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. Join us next time the Bombers take the court Friday night on Classic Kids 101.7.